They're in the priority notes, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Just so you have it.
Hello?
Hey, Carl?
Yes.
Carl, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I was calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent. We got super lucky. We got my very favorite agent. Her name is Catherine, and she's going to take excellent care of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Catherine, are you there?
Yes.
All right, there we go. You guys have a great talk, okay?
All right.
All right, bye.
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Catherine, by the way, from Local Splash. I hope your day's good so far.
Busy, busy.
Ah, that's good. I mean, I like it when I'm busy, so, yep. Well, before anything else, let me just tell you that this call is going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time? Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, before we start, we just really want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, we'll go over your keywords. And third, we'll go through the Google business process and discuss what the next steps are. Are we good with that?
Yes.
Okay. So first, let's just go over your business information. If you do hear anything that is incorrect, please let us know and we'll make necessary changes. Okay?
Yep.
So the business name, that is KNC LLC.
Yes.
The address that we do have in here, that is 406 East Beach Drive, that is in Panama City, Florida, 32401.
Thanks.
Okay. Is that a home address or an office location?
It's a home office.
Home, okay. So you're able to receive mails to this address, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And, of course, mainly because it's a home address, we will make sure we get that hidden. So rest assured, for all the listings and for all the campaigns that we're going to do, the address is not going to be seen. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Aside from that, to the phone number that your clients will be contacting you at, it's going to be 850-630-0103. But I do have it here. You've opted into our call tracking number. Do you know what your call tracking number is?
Yeah, I got an email with it today.
All right. Wonderful. So, yes, please save that phone number as local leads into your contacts. So, moving forward, that'll be the number that we'll be promoting you for. Okay.
All right, hang on. Yeah, hang on a second. I want to make sure I have that.
Sure. Again, you can save it as local leads.
And that is, let me see here.
Sure.
That was sent with text or email?
When we do send an email, and a text message gets sent out too. Perfect. Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Okay.
And then that number will be what now?
Yes, you just have to save it as local leads on your contacts.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And by the
yep.
way, too, we would have to get you a website, correct? You don't have
yes.
one yet? Okay.
No.
If our website domains or like website URLs, we highly recommend we keep it specific to your business name. However, do you have a preferred domain?
No.
Okay. I actually did check KNC LLC. Unfortunately, it's no longer available. Can you think of anything else? Like maybe put FL at the end or?
KNC LLC is not available?
Yes. It's not available for .com or even .co and .net.
Hmm. That's weird. I wonder why. There it is right there. KNC.
Yeah.
LLC. Huh. No, I don't have any,
it ties in KNCLLC.com. There's a website up there for a networking consultant. So, yeah, it's taken.
Okay. No, I don't have any ideas of a different domain name.
probably KNCFL for Florida instead of LLC.
Okay, I guess we can do that.
Or just KNC Florida.
KNC Florida. Okay,
or
yeah, that'll work. No, do KNC Florida.
Okay. Let's see if that's available then. Yep, that certainly is, kncflorida.com.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll get that for you.
Yep.
And just to give you a heads up that if ever you are to discontinue services with us and you want to own the domain is going to be available at $99. Okay?
All right.
Okay. And by the way, just to give you a heads up when it comes to the call tracking number, I just want to let you know that there are products here at Local Splash that exist. Products that are optional but are highly recommended because this helps in marketing and in branding the business. So we want to let you know these products as early as now so that at least moving forward, you know what your options are in terms of expanding. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the products that we do have here is an optional product that we can associate to your call tracking number. And this is what we call a call tracking greeting. So what happens here is that we do hire professional voice actors or actresses to do the greeting for you. For example, that is going to sound like, "Hi, thanks for calling KNC LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are an existing customer, or please press 2 if you are a new customer." And with that option, you also get to select either a female voice or a male voice. Now, the call tracking greeting does have a one-time setup fee of $19, or that's just $19, and for sure is enough to get that impression from your potential clients that this is a trusted business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
I'm not going to do that.
It's okay. It's something you can opt into at any point, so whenever you feel like you want to go for it, just let us know.
Okay.
Okay. Now, aside from that, too, so we got a website, but we do have an email address on file where we will be sending updates. That is adamscarlw@gmail.com.
Correct? Yep.
Okay. Now, all you have to do is to make sure that you do check your email. Often, we're going to be sending you updates directly to your email. All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And aside from that, do the next step. Let's just proceed with your keywords. Now, when we do say keywords, Carl, these are actually the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. And as far as what I do see here, you are a remodeler. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have in here a set of keywords that are most relevant to your business, and that's for sure. These are really good keywords. They're based in research. However, if you do hear anything that you don't do, or if you want to add or remove some of the keywords that we have, just please let us know, and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay.
Okay. So the keywords that we do have in here, that'll be remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room additions, home renovations, remodeling services. We've got kitchen renovations and bathroom renovations, handyman services, painting services, interior painting, exterior painting.
No painting.
Okay, sure. And, yep, that was just it.
That was everything?
Yes, it's all that I do have. Anything you want to add or remove?
Well, handyman, I guess that covers quite a bit, so I guess that's a start.
Sure. I'll put that in. Handyman.
I think you should put, there's nothing in there for flooring. We need flooring.
Okay, sure. I'm going to add flooring in here. What else?
Like I said, handyman, people search handyman a lot, so that's kind of a catch-all.
Yes, kind of. So we're good with this, and don't worry, we'll send you an email with all these keywords. It's after just went over, so if ever you do find the need for necessary changes, just please respond to the email with the proper adjustment. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next step is just proceed with us a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business?
Is there anything I need what?
Anything unique. Or what do you think sets you apart from your competitors?
I don't know. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, so I don't have any, I'm ex-military, and I don't have any, I've never had a bad review. So, I mean, if that work comes to me pretty much word of mouth.
That's okay. Not a problem. Yeah. But how about free estimates? Is that something you offer?
Well, sometimes, but depends. If I gotta lay out a kitchen, I'm not doing that for free.
Okay. Of course. I won't do it for free too. So, you're not alone. Okay, but what else? What else is it that you think makes your business unique? Like, do you run any promotions or specials?
No, I've been asked that before, but I don't really need to. I mean, those are, I don't, you know, the work comes, so I don't really need to be. I mean, it's not rocket science. So, I mean, there's really nothing unique about it. If you do a good job, the work's going to be there for you. So, it's all about the reviews.
Okay. How about the prices, too? How would you like to describe it? Are they affordable and competitive?
For sure. Yeah, they're. I mean, I'm not the cheapest guy on the block, but, you know, like I said, half the work I do is fixing other people's work that they already paid for. It was done bad, so.
Okay. Choice of Virgo for fair and competitive, and is this a family-owned or a locally-owned and operated business? I'm sorry?
No, those are good words.
Okay. How about the business? Is it a family-owned or a locally-owned and operated business?
Yes, it's locally-owned and operated.
Okay. Locally-owned and operated then. Okay.
Veteran-owned, too.
Okay. Thank you so much. And here's what we're going to have for your business uniqueness. You do offer free estimate. I'm sorry, you do offer fair and competitive prices. This is a veteran in a locally owned and operated business. We are also going to add that you provide superior service. You offer quality work. You cater to customers' needs. You are responsible, reliable, timely, honest, careful, professional, friendly, confidential, clean, fast, and efficient. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. But how about a mission statement? Do you have one?
No.
Okay. Well, actually, this is, I would say, one of the contents that we would actually have as mandatory, because mission statements or taglines are two things we want to be putting out on your website.
Okay.
Okay. I could pull up, sample mission statements out here. However, we strongly recommend that you update it the earliest time. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So we could do at KNC LLC, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. How about a tagline or a slogan? Do you have any as well?
No.
Okay. Well, we could start off by saying customer satisfaction is our top priority.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Now, how about your business? How many years have you been in business? Or I would say, when did you establish your business?
I think it was 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, 2016, I think, yeah.
All right. I'll put that in here, 2016. Now, how many people work for your company? Now, for this one, this doesn't necessarily have to be full-time employees, but just an approximate number of how many people actively participate in the operation of your business.
Just two.
Okay. And that's including you, correct?
Yes. I mean, I pull people in to help on larger jobs, but, you know, I don't have any employees. I pay them for the job.
Like contractors?
Yeah, if I need some help. I try not to do that. Most of the work I do myself. My wife takes care of the books.
Sure. And by the way, too, is this something like you do commercial, residential, or both?
It's 95% residential. Every now and then I'll have a business.
So you really do both, commercial and residential, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the hours of your operation? I do have in here you open Mondays to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sundays closed. Is that okay?
You know what? One of the things that I do is emergency calls, so we got to get that somewhere.
Sure, I'm going to put that in here that emergency services are available.
But yeah, Monday through Friday. Just as regular as Monday through Friday.
And that should be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
No, you can make it like 7 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, somewhere in there, just make sure you say, you know, emergency calls. There, I do a lot of that.
Yep.
And that's 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay. So, again, that's Mondays to Fridays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays closed, emergency services available.
Yep.
Okay. And what are the payments that you exact?
Venmo, cash, local check. I do not take credit cards.
Okay.
Zelle, you know, I use Zelle. I mean, I hate to put that out there because I don't like using it, but
how about
I
PayPal?
Do have a, yes, PayPal's there.
Mhm. Okay. And how about your business? Are you licensed and insured?
I am insured, yeah. I'm not a GC. Yeah. And where I live, you don't need a, quote, business license. Your business license in Florida is being registered with the state, which I am.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank you so much. And just still, even if you have, like, you know, you have your business documents ready, we'll send you an email with a list of documents that we need in terms of verification. Is that okay?
What are those?
Yeah. No, these are actually like, hold on, let me pull up that email too so I could provide you.
Because I thought I got an email last night asking me to provide, you know, my insurance, and I didn't have my COI with me, and I have that now. What I'd like to do is just forward over the email I got from my insurance company for somebody.
Yes, well, that might be for the Google Guarantee. Now, Google Guarantee and Google Business Profile are two different things.
Okay.
So, though an email was already sent out to you regarding this email, but also resend it so it goes on top of your email list. Just want you to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When was that sent?
Yesterday at about 7 p.m. Yeah.
7 p.m. on the 16th. Who's it from?
Nope, from the 17th.
Who's it from?
From Local Flash.
Okay, is that Google verification?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got business registration, invoice, Kindly help us with pictures of the detailed mentions below. Tool, you want a picture of my tools? You want a picture of my tools and my equipment?
Yes.
Why?
These are used not, I mean, these are, this is not going to be for our use. This is for Google verification use. More
okay.
like confirming that a business exists. You've got tools for the business. You've got all of these for the business. Now for this,
okay.
you can provide as much as you can. If there may be
okay.
a few that you do not have, just don't, you know, just do not worry. Just for, provide us as much as you have.
Okay, because I don't know what a business, I guess the business registration would be, you guys can get that off of SunBiz. So can I steer the business registration to sunbiz.org? But that's where the official Florida business license
is. Yeah, you can do
that.
Then maybe you could take a screenshot of it, send it to
okay.
us.
Okay, all right. Yep, I can do that.
And you're going to see
okay.
there
right.
a URL as well. You're going to see there a link that's going to bring you to a Google form. That is where you upload these documents. Okay?
Okay, fill out the form here. That's urllocalflax.com/Google. And I can upload pictures and stuff there?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Okay. Thank
yep.
you so much. And with that, too, we, you know, as part of, like, the optimization that we're doing, we do have a feature we call Google Business Profile Messaging. Now, this actually allows your customers to message you directly through your Google Business Profile, and it's a great way to connect with customers and answer their questions easily, as well as improving your Google Business Profile strength. Now, best of all, Carl, it is completely free to use. Is that something you want to turn on?
Run that by me again. I didn't hear all of that.
Okay. Now, when you have your Google Business Profile, there is an option that allows your potential customers to message you directly.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it's more
yeah.
like your Google Business Profile becoming a messaging system as well, because your potential customers are going to contact you directly through it. Now, that
uh-huh.
is a feature that Google wants to be put out on business profiles these days, and please take note that is completely free to use. So you do not get, you know, you do not get billed for it or anything.
So what's the purpose of that? Is it texted to my phone, or is it
mm-hmm.
use the Google phone?
A very good question. It's going to go to your Google Business Profile. So you need to recheck. I mean, you need to check it out from your Google Business Profile itself.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. Now you just have to be very communicative, because when Google detects that you're not responding, Google turns it off.
If I'm not responding to the text messages?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. And, all right, how about a Google Business Profile? Is this
what
your
about?
Google Business Profile, the one that's listed as KNC?
I don't know. I was told yesterday by Amy that I didn't have a Google profile.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yes,
I thought
I had one.
Yeah, you have one out here. It's just under the name KNC. What I mean, I am confident this is yours, because it does use the same phone number, 850-630-1013.
Yeah, I thought I had one. When she said that, I was surprised. I just thought maybe it didn't finish or something.
Okay, do you remember the email
isn't that what I'm paying for?
I would say, I mean, not really exactly what you're paying for, because what you are paying for is managing it, optimizing, making sure that it's ranking.
Right.
That's what you're paying for, but creation-wise, just comes with the package. So if there's already one up there, that's good.
So
we can just
start
with
the promises. Did they already verify me then?
I do see it live, so I'm thinking it is verified, but we need to access it first for us to know the real standing of that.
Okay, yeah. If you find that out, though, let me know, because maybe there's some of this stuff I don't have to provide again.
Yeah, for sure. Not a problem. We'll let you know.
All right.
We'll send you an
okay.
email. But do you still remember, like, probably how you have access to this Google Business Profile?
I think it's just tied there through my Gmail.
Yes, that's correct. Can you access it now? Maybe I could walk you through and adding a system manager to it.
Yeah, hang on one second. Let me see. I just go to Google and sign in my Google account, right?
Yes, it has to be signed into a Google account first.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Okay, there's my Google account. Now, where would I go?
Okay. Now, can you type in? I'm sorry.
I see a selection under my Google account that says business.
Can you click on that and see where it goes?
Yep. It says business profile manager.
Okay.
Your business on Google.
All right. Awesome. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, stay on that page. I want you to take a look into the one that says your business on Google. Do you see there three dots vertically aligned all the way to the right hand side of it?
I see three dots, your business on Google, with three dots to the right of it, yes.
Okay, yep. I want you to click on the three dots. You're going to pull up, options. You're going to pull up a drop-down. And the first one should be business profile settings.
Yes.
Okay, click on that.
Okay.
Now that brings you to your business profile settings. The first option would be managers. So click on managers and then click on add.
Okay, that's primary owner Carl Adams, you.
Okay, cool. Then all you have to do is to add us to it. Can you click on add?
Add, yes.
Okay. So after you click on add, yes. Now just type in these numbers. It's 552.
552.
Mm-hmm. 554.
554.
6200.
6200.
Mm-hmm. And it pops up here. You got it correct.
And then add?
Yes.
As a manager, got it. Okay, done.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Do you perhaps know your target areas?
Yeah.
Or like a mile radius?
I'd like definitely the zip code is 32401, but 25 miles is where I'd like to start at.
Okay. 25 to 30?
25 miles from my home address. Circle around it.
So it's definitely 25 miles from 32401.
Well, 406 East Beach Drive.
From that exact location. Okay, sure.
Yeah. If it's 32401, that's a large area.
Okay. So that's exactly 25 miles from 406 East Beach, Beach Drive, Panama City, Florida, 32401.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. And with that, too, we are going to be turning on the Google Business Profile messaging. And we'd like to say that we have... We have all the details that we need, and of course we'll send this over to our provisioning team. Now we've got two options for you. The first one is going to result into your business being prominently displayed on websites like Yelp, Facebook, and of course Google. So those are actually what we call quality directories. Now the second option is going to result into your business being sent to all public directories that we do have. And whilst that does get you listed in all those directories, it's more of like a broader approach, and that though we reach more directories, many of which are actually known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns. That is why we highly recommend that when we do start, we start off with the first option and get you with Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Are you okay with it?
I don't want to take this too far. I mean, I'm only one person. So I want to stick with what Amy set me up to do originally. And if I need to adjust stuff down the road, I'll do that.
Yep. Oh, no, actually, this is part of the package that Amy signed you
up.
And those are the two options we can provide you for that package. But what we recommend, though, is to focus on the quality ones first before expanding.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. How about Yelp? Are you listed on Yelp? Or do you want to see you listed on Yelp?
No, I'm not on Yelp. I don't know anything about Yelp. Besides, I know people leave reviews there for, like, restaurants and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. But service providers are also in there. Do you want to be listed on Yelp? That's for free.
Should I be listed on Yelp?
Well, that's one of the directories that we consider a good one. So we recommend Yelp, yes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll create you a new one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And by the way, too, I know you signed up with a Google Guarantee program with Amy. So in that case, she actually informed me regarding the insurance. So with that, just when you have it, please make sure you let us know. And
I have it. So I just need an email to send it to.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Hang on a second. I got my cord. It's sitting right here. I'm forwarding you the email from the insurance company themselves.
Okay.
So I just need to forward it, and who do I send it to?
Yeah, just send it to support.
Hang on one second. Let me see. Forward to support. Yep.
At localsplash.com.
Support at localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, send.
Yep.
Okay, it's sent.
All right, thank you so much. And have you finished filling the application already?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Okay. How about Facebook? Do you have a Facebook business page?
No, I do not. I don't want Facebook. I hate Facebook.
All right. Not a problem. We are definitely
going to make that. The only thing that may change my mind is if I can be on Facebook and it's not me personally, it's the company only, that's fine.
Yes. Well, actually, this is how Facebook is being set up. All business pages are associated with a personal account. Well, for that personal account, you can just actually set it up as a business page, but a personal, I mean, not necessarily for your use, but for the business use.
So you can't be on Facebook as just a business?
Yes, there has to be a personal account because that is how you can access a business page.
Okay.
Okay, but no worries.
Yep.
Again, at any point that you may want to change your mind about Facebook, just let us know, and we'll create it for you. Okay?
All right.
Now, how about a logo? Do you happen to have a logo, too?
Yeah, it's on my business card, and I've got to send you a picture of that, so you guys will have that.
You got it correct. Yes. So please send it to us.
Yep.
Okay. And with that, I would say you're all set. You have all the information. You're going to be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days, Carl. So first email, that'll be your keywords email, as I mentioned earlier. Check it out. And if there are changes, let us know by responding to it. Second email will be your photos email. So if you do have pictures of your completed work, we can use it for your Google listing and also for the rest of the directories that we'll be doing. Okay? So please send us at least 20 pictures on the email.
All right, now how am I sending those pictures?
Yes, it's going to be sent to us via email. One of the emails you'll be getting in the next few days. Yes?
Can I just give you permissions to go into my Google albums? I can share albums and you guys can download all the pictures. I have thousands of pictures.
Yes. Yes, you can do that as well.
If I share the album, do I share it to that support email?
Yes, you can do that too. Yep, to support email.
That'll be a lot more efficient than emailing pictures because you can only send so many pictures in an email.
You got it correct. Yes, just go ahead and do that. I'll give a heads up to our support specialist or email specialist.
All right.
Okay. Now, by the way, to your third email, Carl, you'll be getting will be your login credential to your client dashboard. So that will actually allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. And your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. Another email will also be the rest of the update, so please make sure that you do check it out from time to time. Now, aside from that, we just want to go over like a little bit about a time frame and what you need to expect. So your local flash, your online information will be monitored and, of course, corrected on a daily basis. We will also be submitting your business information and the content that we created to directories, and we'll optimize your listing once it has been there, you know, once, since it will already been added to it. So you should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence, and it can also result into all types of calls, service requests, competitors, and along with others. But please take note of this, too. Any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google are, I would say, requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google listing are scam calls. So if you happen to have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive. And before we get close to finishing off this call, Carl, we just want to schedule a call with you within the next 3 weeks to go over with the progress of your account. Do you happen to have any best time? I would say 8th of August.
Okay. That's fine.
Do you want me to schedule it at the same time?
That's fine.
Okay. And we're also going to add your email address in here so you get notified by a calendar. We'll send you a calendar invite.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how about questions? Do you happen to have any questions that I could help you out with?
There won't be any additional charges to me until everything's set up and I'm actually getting leads, correct?
Yes, there are no charges at all.
Okay. And then we're looking at... plus 4 to 6 weeks, I think Amy told me, as far as when things should be all tidied up.
Yep, all right. That's correct.
And then
but
when I go, I am taking out...
$399, by the way, is a monthly fee, but again, there wouldn't be any other charge than that.
The $199 is going to... I'm gonna get hit again with that before I even start?
Well, we are definitely starting now, especially the Google Business Profile is live, so we just have to do
it. I consider starting when I'm getting leads.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not making any money off of this until it's live.
I totally
so
understand.
So the quicker the better we get it live, because, you know, I'm
oh,
not
it's
sure.
Live already.
I think, what's live already? My website's not
Google.
Live.
Oh, the website's going to be live, I would say. Just give
so
it
if I go in and Google Handyman, am I going to show up already?
Oh, not yet. Right now. Not right now.
Well, so what's when you said I'm live already, what's that mean then?
The Google Business Profile is live already. Like, it's up and running. It's online.
Well, so that
but
means
not
like...
it is search engine optimized because we're going to do... We're going to start the optimization now.
Okay, so how long do you think it'll take before I can Google myself and find and see it pop up? How long does that usually take?
Well, when we do optimization, usually it takes 7 days, but we're going to be doing series of optimization. That's why it takes 30 to 45 days for maximum results.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, though. So say 7 days from now, somebody does a Google for Handyman in my area. Is the number, that lead generation number, will that be, is that in effect? Just say for whatever. Somebody picks this and I get it. Is that ready to go already as well, that number?
Yeah, I mean the call tracking. You mean the call tracking? Yeah, it's ready even now. It's already set
so
up.
So if somebody sees my company on there and they say, okay, I want to reach out to this, they're going to go ahead and call. And that number's going to show up in, I'm going to get a phone number coming in from that number that we talked about earlier, which is Local Splash. And then I'm going to answer that phone and somebody's going to say, hey, is this KNC, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to say, yes, and that's the way it works. Is that the way it works?
Yes, that's the way it works.
Okay.
That's how we send these calls real time.
So because Amy said that until everything was fully set up, I wouldn't have a monthly budget set for leads. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, you mean, for the Google Guarantee? That's a yes for the Google Guarantee. Until you are on Google Guaranteed, that's the time that you're going to start gaining leads, and that's the time that you need to set a budget for it.
But that doesn't stop people from calling me now.
Yes, because you also, apart from the Google Guarantee program, you're also you know, you also have a regular subscription for the local search engine optimization, which is okay. $199.
Gotcha. I got it. All right. Sounds good. So I got some stuff I gotta send over to that support site. You're gonna let somebody know I'm gonna be sending links to my albums for the pictures, so I don't have to email a million pictures, right? And then the other things, I'm gonna send you that list of stuff, my tools, the SunBiz page with my license. I already sent you my insurance. You should have that. Somebody should have that in the inbox already.
Yep.
We ticked off that list, and that's all part of the Google Guarantee getting done. So I'm not, that stuff is, you're going to get that stuff quick from me. Because that's what we got to get done. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Do you need anything else from me?
For now, we've got all that we need, and we'll definitely reach out to you whenever we do have, you know, we need more.
If I have any questions between now and then, I call Amy.
You could just simply call this phone number, the 877-635-6225 phone number. We've got a wide number of specialists that works in different departments or specialized in different like aspects like Google Guarantee, Google. So we've got different specialists that you will be working with. But anybody could answer your phone call and answer your questions.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah,
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the help. Have a good evening.
Day, Carl.
All right.
You too. Bye.